Chapter 2. Self-Confidence Through Preparation. The best way for you to gain confidence is to prepare so well on something that you really want to say that there can be little chance to fail. Public Speaking Today by Losey, Wood, and Thorpe. To trust to the inspiration of the moment, that is the fatal phrase upon which many promising careers have been wrecked. The surest road to inspiration is preparation. I have seen many men of courage and capacity fail for lack of industry. Mastery in speech can only be reached by mastery in one subject. Lloyd George. Before a speaker faces his audience, he should write a letter to a friend and say, "I am to make an address on a subject and I want to make these points." He should then enumerate the things he is going to speak about in their correct order. If he finds that he has nothing to say in his letter, he had better write to the committee that invited him and say that the probable death of his grandmother will possibly prevent his being present on the occasion. Dr. Edward Everett Hale. Men give me some credit for genius. All the genius I have ties in this. When I have a subject in hand, I study it profoundly. Day and night it is before me. I explore it in all its bearings. My mind becomes pervaded with it. Then, the efforts that I make are what people are pleased to call the fruits of genius. It is the fruit of labor and thought. Alexander Hamilton. Over the past 90 years, first the author and then his successors have assisted men and women of all ages, and in all walks of life, give talks to the classes sponsored by the Dale Carnegie Organization. The one thing that has made the difference between success and failure in presenting these talks is the urgent necessity of preparing a talk before one starts to make it, and of having something clear and definite to say. Something that has impressed one, something that won't stay unsaid. You must be unconsciously drawn to speakers who, you feel, have a real message in their head and heart that they zealously desire to communicate to your head and heart. That is half the secret of speaking. When speakers are in that kind of mental and emotional state, they will discover a significant fact, namely, that their talk will almost make itself. Its yoke will be easy, its burden will be light. A well